Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister, will you just take a fellow American to a meal?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. And guess what? With such a fantastic weekend full of boxing and mixed martial arts, we've got a great show for you today. We'll talk about UFC 148, of course, going down last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Showtime had a card. Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, was featured. HBO had a card. I mean, everybody had fights last night. The bottom line is, lots of fights to talk about. You can join us, if you'd like, on the toll-free phone line. When I say toll-free, means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also tweet us. We do the Twitter thing. Twitter.com/ringtalk. We also have the email, and that's ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. So last night, well, UFC 148 ending a little bit early. We'll get to that. That's a tease. And, of course, Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, a kid from Newark, California, the best fighter out of the Philippines. I'm sorry, Manny Pacquiao, man, but you're done. Like, stick a fork in you. You're done. You're old. You're slow. Look at your last two fights. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, Tom Baudette. This year, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of helping people save more for what they're traveling for. So they baked a cake and decorated it with those candles that never go out. See what they did there? Little visual metaphor for how the light's always on. Okay, seriously, how do I put these candles out? I got stuff to do. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
Make the most of your holiday weekend with great savings at Lowe's. Get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. And take advantage of 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Plus, tackle that paint project with $5 off 1-gallon cans or $20 off 5-gallon cans of paint and primer in one or stain and sealant in one with rebate. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/8. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America.
They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? It's constantly moving. It's moving towards you. It's moving around you and moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. It's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. You have to keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot. Right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good. 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 Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. That's good. Now you get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. For once we're all happy at the same time.
Check it, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to say hello to the folks in the state capital of Sacramento, California. Of course, I'm talking about KHTK 1140A. I want to say hello to my favorite friends up there, Fabio and Lupe Flores, little Pedro. I hope to see you guys all real, real soon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Last night, Nonito Donaire fighting out of San Leandro, California, a unanimous winner in 12 rounds over Jeffrey Matabulu. Matabulu from South Africa, not much of a fighter. He came in the IBF champion. When I looked at his resume, though, he had fought nothing but stiffs. He drops to 26-4, a couple of draws and 14 KOs. The Filipino Flash now, what is he, 29-1, 18 KOs? Yeah, he was looking good. Ex-middleweight champion Kelly Pavlik, well, he was in against an overmatch Will Rosinski, but he did go 10 rounds, and Pavlik won handily on both cards. Now, of course, Pavlik, the former world middleweight champion, I guess you never become a former alcoholic, but the bottom line is he had his booze problems, and of course, I've told you I've got some secret video to that of him falling off a comedy stage in Youngstown, Ohio, not once, but twice during the same set. But the bottom line is he says he's got his act together as far as the booze is concerned, and if he has, more power to him. We take it across the pond. Kell Brook remained unbeaten now, 28-0, 18 KOs over Carson Jones. Big fight over there in England, no question about that, of course. And the heavyweight championship of the world went down. Vladimir Klitschko, TKO6, Tony Thompson. Tony Thompson, he talked the talk, but he couldn't crawl, let alone walk. Okay, I'm serious. Didn't win a minute of a round, didn't seem to try, 36-3, 24 KOs, scared to death of Vladimir Klitschko now. Which Klitschko, 57-3, some 58-3, 51 KOs. You got to consider him and his brother great heavyweights. Whether you like them or not, I don't like them, but you got to consider them great heavyweights because you know what? Nobody's beating them. The rest of the boxing results are featured at ringtalk.com. Of course, Edwin Ace Ayala putting that together for us on the website. On the line from his Lair in Jersey. I'm talking about my man, Johnny Signorelli. And Johnny, big weekend in boxing. First of all, let's talk about the heavyweight championship fight. Vladimir Klitschko and Tony Thompson. Is anybody a match for these guys, or are they just too big? And should there be a super middleweight division because super heavyweight division because these guys are so large?
Just too damn big, number one. Excuse me, number two. Tony Thompson should be ashamed of himself. That was despicable last night. The heavyweight championship of the world used to mean something. Someone would actually go out there and fight with some grit and determination and try to do something special. He was as listless can possibly be, man. Like, I was definitely disappointed. It was an exact mirror of the first fight, as I said it would be, and he even went down the same way. going to sleep with his elbow tucked behind his ear like a little baby. As far as anyone else is concerned, super heavyweight division, I don't think it's really necessary at this time. You got three guys. You got Vitaly, Vladimir, and Tyson Fury that are the big cats right now. We know Vitaly's probably got one fight left in him. He's more involved in politics at this point. As far as Vladimir goes, hey, man, he looked great last night. I mean, you know, he wasn't really using his left hand, but it goes to show you didn't even need it in that fight. And not, you know, not that Tony Thompson's really anything, you know, to be honest with you. But I think he'll be there for a minute. You got Tyson Fury and him might be a nice matchup. Fury needs a little bit more experience. He just whacked out Vinny Matalone in five rounds yesterday. It doesn't really say much about, of course, Vinny Matalone. He's not a great opponent. And then you got my boy Seth Mayhem Mitchell, who was looked a little green in his last fight, got a little loosey-goosey and got
green. Guacamole, you know? Guacamole green.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. With Chaz Witherspoon, of course, they got a little slugfest. Exciting, but, you know, you can't get hit like that over 200 pounds. Not a wise decision. But to answer your question, you know, Vitaly's got one more fight. Vladimir's got a few. I really don't see anyone doing it at this point. No.
The only fight I think, and I talked about it yesterday, but the only fight I think out there that people would really buy as a heavyweight as far as an American fight fan is concerned is if the Klitschko brothers were to fight over a woman. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, that would probably be it, and that's never going to happen. So these guys have got a year and a half left. Still, I'm going to go to the fact that, you know, boxing separated by sometimes 4 pounds, 108 to 112 pounds, 112 to 115 pounds, 115 to 118, 118 to 122. Now, why is it that 4 pounds are so important at those weights, but yet at the heavyweight division, you can have a 50 or a 60-pound weight advantage, and it's okay? That doesn't make sense to me.
You would think it would be the other way around based on anyone over 200 pounds is a ridiculous shot. Obviously, the more you weigh, the heavier your hands are going to be. Not always the case, but usually the case. Like Lennox Lewis, you look at him, like a Klitschko, had a great right hand, and he dropped it on you, especially when you're smaller. They throw down like a pitcher throws a baseball up top the mound, and you can really whack someone out like that. So they got some debilitating power there. I agree with you. At lower weight classes, you know, the weight thing does really show up in terms of, you know, 4 or 5 pounds does make a difference. I mean, I fought at usually at 139, believe it or not. But whenever I got in a ring with someone that was like, you know, 147 or something, that's more than 5 pounds, 8 pounds. But it was a big difference that I felt. And, of course, whenever I moved, when I moved up to 160, and messed around with guys in the ring that were like 180 just to get good sparring and take some good shots and work on my chin and my defense and stuff, you know, deflecting shots off my arms and keeping the arm strength, you know, you do feel it. You do feel it at a lighter weight. So I really don't know, Pedro, to be honest with you, but at heavyweight, I think sometimes when you got a guy, remember when Holyfield fought Fuluev, gave up 100 pounds, almost a foot in height. That's a little bit of a circus. That's
okay.
Ridiculous, I think.
You know, talking about fighting 39 and 47, at 39 I was a 4-time Golden Glove champion. At 47, I won a couple of other titles, one being the USPAL title. But the bottom line is it was the difference between night and day. In other words, I was able to muscle guys around at 139 and just overwhelm them physically. At 147, it was like, yikes, man, this is like I'm jumping light years in size. So that's why when I retired, my last fight was at 139 pounds, lost a split decision, said, you know what? It's time to get out. These guys are missing me by millimeters now. It wasn't before like when they were missing me by inches, Johnny. When they started missing me by millimeters and hitting me, I knew it was time to go.
Yeah. And I did the same thing for the most part. I went back and forth 139, 147. When I dropped from 147 to 139, I felt really strong. I was able to keep my power. There was a little bit of a difference with speed in terms of when I lost weight. And then also when people are at that weight, naturally they're just quicker guys. But it was nice because, of course, I was used to being in the ring with bigger guys. Their punches really didn't do that much as they would have had they been, you know, bigger guys.
Okay, so we'll go back to the need, I think, for a super heavyweight division because, you know, it stops off at 200. So Eddie Chambers can weigh 203. Vladimir Klitschko could weigh 260, 255. I just don't think that's a fair type of thing. And as far as gloves are concerned, I know every athletic commission wants to get bigger gloves. I think we should go the opposite way. I think that guys from 105 to like 130 pounds should wear 6 ounce gloves. Guys from 130 to 168 should wear 8 ounce gloves. Anything above 8 ounces at 168 should go to 10 ounce gloves. And then you get into that super heavyweight division from 200 to 225 or 235. We call the heavyweight division. Then we have the super heavyweight division, say, at 235 and up. I put those guys in 12-ounce gloves. I mean, accordingly to their size, I think that's the way it should go down. And as indicated in these MMA tests, guys get more concussions with the big gloves boxing than they do with the little gloves in MMA, Johnny?
I think there's more consistency in the bigger gloves for your knuckle overall, and in particular with the way your hands are wrapped in boxing. You know, it's pretty much an even, you got like one super knuckle there. And I think that that's what happens. And plus, in boxing, too, you got to realize it's constant trauma to the head and body. So it's a little bit more difficult. Like in MMA, their focus is, you know, on just about everything, you know, kneeing someone to the ribs or choking someone or whatever. Boxing, you know, you have target areas that you're just trying to inflict your damage on someone constantly. So I think that's why we really see more damage. And people also don't consider, in boxing, you have rubber soles on your shoes. You can plant your feet a little better as you can barefoot. You know, that also has a lot to do with it, too, because most of your power comes from your legs and your weight and your balance. And in MMA, they usually kind of punch on the fly. And in boxing, you really see guys really sit on their shots, especially in the heavyweight division when everyone's trying to drop the hammer like a Klitschko. You know, but as far as like getting a super heavyweight division, boxing right now, the heavyweight division is as terrible as it is. I think that would make it even worse because it's like now you have two divisions of nobody knowing anybody, who the hell anyone is. And then also you just got a bunch of big guys, which would really put, even though the focus really is overseas in heavyweight boxing right now because of the Klitschko's, it would put more so because those guys over there are much bigger, and they're big men, actually, instead of playing football. Like in our country, they box. Boxing's a little bit more popular there, obviously. But if the Klitschko's were American, I honestly believe they'd be huge. They'd be one of the most celebrated heavyweight champs of all time. A brother story like that, they're both articulate, knowledgeable people, well-spoken, educated.
In shape.
In shape, positive people. I mean, there's really nothing bad you could say about these guys. I mean, they've stood the test of time. There's not really any controversy or scruples. Like, yeah, they have their fun with their women and stuff like that. More power to them. But
women and women in vodka.
Yeah,
women in vodka. Of course, some of the trainers now. I was talking about the Klitschko brothers there, folks. Howard Davis, the 1976 Olympic gold medalist, the MVP of that team. He is working with some kickboxers and MMA guys down there in Florida. He's training them on how to punch. And Jeff Mayweather is working with King Mo now, and he's working with different UFC fighters as well. So, you know, it's important that these guys learn how to punch. I think that the guys that have learned how to punch, like Junior Dos Santos, the world UFC heavyweight champion, they have a distinct advantage over these wrestler type of guys, these guys, these Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys, because if you never get to the ground, guess what? You don't have to worry about it.
That's true.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, MMA. We're talking boxing for the moment. MMA a little bit later in today's show, of course. This is the Tower of Power, telling you folks, you ought to be having some fun.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Jeff Miancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now. Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Got the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. Do you know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why, you have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Marguerite Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to work, work hard all day. At the end of the week, you can live.
28 minutes past the hour, one of the dinosaur tracks off the Lost Tower of Power album. That's why I call it the Lost Album, because it never made it to publication until like the late 1990s. Recorded back in 1983. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. And I want to say hello to the folks, of course, in Las Vegas. This is K-Shop, KSHP, 1400 AM. The Fertittas, of course, last night had UFC 148. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Oh, and don't forget, the UFC returns Wednesday, July 11th at the San Jose HP Pavilion. Pedro will be in the house 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's right, live on Fuel TV. Unfortunately, nobody gets Fuel TV, but they're trying to expand their listenership as I speak. Want to mention the fact that Michael Doakes, and I took some heat for this week, I don't know why, but Michael Doakes is dying of liver cancer and stomach cancer, and he's got all kinds of health issues. Of course, a one-time star, he was like, as an amateur, I thought he was like going to be the next Muhammad Ali. He really had a lot of moves. He had pop on his punch. Okay, he came within a point in 1975 of defeating the great Teofilo Stevenson, the man that passed away a couple of weeks ago, the three-time Olympic gold medalist. Could have been probably five times, but he only fought in three Olympics. Okay, but I mean, Doakes had it all. He had all the ability. He had a good chin, you name it. Doakes had it, but he also had, you know, demons, and we just leave it. I left it at that, and I implied in the article that, you know, that I was going to write about Doakes's, you know, devils and with some of the stuff he had done after he passed. I mean, I didn't think the time was right. Still, some doctor keeps ripping me and sending me these horrible, threatening emails. Like, I'm saying all these horrible things about Michael Doakes. I'm not saying horrible things about Michael Doakes. Michael Doakes is dying. That's horrible in itself. So, Mike, I just hope the pain and suffering is not too much at the end, because I've had parents die of cancer, and just it's ugly. It's funny. It's fun. Hey, John Sidney Earl is our guest. And John, you know what's funny is that if my dog got as sick as some of my uncles, we put him to sleep. Yeah. But yet my uncles, right, we make these guys suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer. I just don't get
it. Horrible. Terrible disease. I lost someone very close to me last year. I lost my dog to it as well. And let me just say for Michael Doakes, man, he fought one of the greatest heavyweight fights I've ever seen, a classic with Holyfield. That was war, and that's when, you know, the heavyweight division was much better than it was right now.
Okay. Amir Khan and Danny Garcia are going to go July 14th on HBO there. Amir Khan, is he Amir Khan or is he Amir Khan? In other words, is he the real deal or is he not?
thought he was for a minute when he was whacking out Judah, and he had a good fight with Mendoza there, showed a lot of grit. Now we've got a fight coming up here. His last performance with Peterson wasn't so hot. You know, controversial loss there. But Danny Garcia, he'll be safe here. Danny Garcia is just, he got lucky in the fact that Eric Morales is Eric Morales at the current state in 2012. If it was Eric Morales as he was back in 97, 98, even in the early 2000s, I mean, he would have got his head taken off. No disrespect to Danny Garcia. He's just not at that level. And I don't think Khan's at that level of a brilliant Barrera or Morales from that time as well. But at the same time, I think he's a lot better than Danny Garcia is. And I could see Danny Garcia again stopping this fight because Khan has to prove himself for the whole Peterson thing. I think he was hungry, looking for a rematch with Peterson. Obviously, doping substance Peterson put in his body terminated that fight. But we got a situation now where I think Mir Khan knows he needs to entertain.
Okay. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., finally, I mean finally, going to fight Sergio Martinez September 15th. Johnny, break that fight down for us.
It's going to be jab-jab, and then eventually the left hand is going to land. That Martinez is great at landing and getting, you know, putting some hurt on some people. I think Chavez is going to come in a lot braver, even though he's a brave fighter. I give him all the credit in the world. He gets in there, stand toe-to-toe in the middle of the ring and just keep firing punches. But I think that's going to be to his undoing in this fight because Martinez is an excellent counterpuncher. And, you know, he's got laser accuracy, especially when he gets that left hand going. And I see Chavez getting stopped. I think maybe his dad's going to come in. Maybe he doesn't get knocked out cold, but I think that it's going to be too much for him. And his dad, who's protected him his whole entire career, is going to have to save him that night.
Where does Manny Pacquiao go right now? The controversial loss to Tim Bradley. He hasn't said much since he returned to the Philippines. The talk about maybe fighting Marquez for a fourth time. They don't seem to be mentioning the word Mayweather at all in the Manny Pacquiao camp. Why?
We got so many asterisks here. Mayweather right now, the reports I get from him in jail are not good. So I don't know what his mental state and even physical being is going to be like. So I heard he's, you know, refusing water and eating their food and all this type of stuff. So I think that fight is more unrealistic than it's ever been. Based on that, I think that even if Mayweather wasn't in jail and things were different, and I don't think Pacquiao would be talking about that, because if he's going to struggle with Tim Bradley didn't win the fight. But if he's not going to look magnificent, no disrespect to Tim Bradley, but come on, that's not Mayweather. So, I mean, if he's going to struggle with an aging Shane Mosley and Margarito, who has one eye, you know, like Freddie Roach says, all fights should end in knockout. And not to sound crude, and I know that a dead man and Margarito in front of him, there's a way to get a guy out of there. Just touch him with the body. You don't have to rearrange his face. You're not going to kill someone on a body shot, you know, unless you crack the rib and then puncture something. But for the most part, there's ways to get a guy out of there. And I do respect that he is a kind person. I don't think he's that animal, that instinct, like he used to, that killer instinct that made him great. And I think that they realized, and that was the only thing that was in the fight against Mayweather. So if he doesn't have that, he's going to be in a whole trouble if they ever fight.
We're with Johnny Signorella, folks, at ringtalk.com. He previews all the fights each week on the website. That's right, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. So Amir Khan is not going to be in trouble against Garcia. He's going to capture this WBC 140-pound crown. At 140, though, where do we go? I mean, we've got Lamont Peterson tested positive for steroids. I mean, who's the best at 140 right now?
140, he's got Amir Khan. That's why he wants to move up to 147. But I feel like there's a conflict. I was telling you last week, there's a conflict of interest there because, of course, Freddie Roach trains him, and his best fight, potential fight there right now would be against Manny Pacquiao. So I know he wants to keep him there at 140. It's a division that's fading out right now. I think that the 140, everyone's going north. 147, you look at 154, you got Martirosian, Alvarez, you got all guy coming up, Austin Trout, and plus you have your household names like the Cotos and the Mayweathers. It seems like everyone's trying to like meet around that area of 147, 154. I don't see Khan being able to get to 154, but I think 147 is feasible. And being that a lot of these guys are going north, that might open up some opportunities too. You know, for him to get some fights there.
Okay, in closing, both Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Andre Ward are up for ESPYs. Any chance of them winning one?
Andre Ward should certainly get one.
He should. I mean, class act in and out of the ring.
Exactly. Exemplifies what the sport should be all the time with everyone. And you know what? If not, and guys like him, they'll stand out because, you know, how remarkable he is as a fighter, too. I respect him. His technique and craft, second to none, man.
He's not an act. That's what you know, so many guys, Shane Mosley, Oscar De La Hoya, they all turned out to be fronts. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Andre Ward is not a front.
No, he's the real deal. He's a great dude. And let me say in closing, too, I'd like to see Guillermo Rigondeaux lace it up with Donaire. I think that's a fight that Bob Arum should make happen.
Ain't going to happen.
Trying to give Guillermo, yeah, I know. He's always trying to, you know, hide these guys from good fights. But you know what? He's got to make this one happen. I think the public should demand it. And I think it would be a very, very good fight. And it could actually make these guys, one or the other, a superstar. If he wants to make Donaire a superstar, fight Rigondeaux.
The great John Signorella, ringtalk.com. Johnny, all the best to you.
Pedro, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we talk MMA, UFC 148, UFC 149, UFC on Fuel TV, Wednesday, July 11th. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
You're not lying when you're telling the truth. You You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and the mixed martial arts. Last night, UFC 148 going down. Anderson Silva, now what, 32-4, 10 successful defenses of the UFC middleweight championships, 185 pounds, of course, taking out the mouth chain Sonnen in the second round. You know, Sonnen came out and basically was like almost like a carbon copy of their first fight in August of 2008, where Chael was like winning every round until he got stopped in the fifth round. But Chael was on top of Silva, trying to ground the pound in the first round. He got him to the ground. Of course, the former All-American wrestler got the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy to the ground. But Anderson fought better off the ground this time. And that's what these Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys do well, is they fight good on their back, like crabs. Anyway, he fought well. And the first round, he may have lost. I'm talking about Anderson Silva. But the second round, he came back, and he ended up getting Chael Sonnen to be stopped on cuts. I take that, stopped on punches. And, you know, it was a magnificent performance for the Brazilian. I mean, it really did. It says a lot about him. It says a lot about his character, of course, having the controversy of the first fight, almost losing. And he had never lost too many rounds. That was a knock on him, is that he was boring. He doesn't lose rounds. He dominates opponents, okay? But last night, you know, he didn't dominate Chael Sonnen at first, but he came back in the second round, and he won. So he still is the UFC middleweight champion. That's 185 pounds. Now, they're talking about maybe him and Rashad Evans, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, talk about him and Evans possibly fighting. And I don't know. I guess it would have to be at a catch weight, because Evans is not going to come down to 185, and Silva doesn't want to go up to 205. Big difference, 20 pounds, big difference between weight classes there. Tito Ortiz, retired. The Huntington Beach bad boy is what he used to call himself. Now he called himself the People's Champ. Well, Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin went for the third time last night, and of course they had split two fights before then. But Tito's gone like, what, 1-6-1, or what, now it's 1-7-1. In his last nine UFC fights. I mean, ever since that torn anterior cruciate ligament was taken out of his leg and they put a cadaver, when they take a dead guy and take his tendon and put it in your leg, Tito was never the same. Tito fought hurt for the rest of his career. And I think now at 34, he's decided, you know what? I've got to dedicate my time to my family. I can't win these fights anymore. And he didn't win last night. Forrest Griffin won, going away, a unanimous nod over three rounds. So Tito Ortiz, the former UFC, the flag bearer there for a long time. He really was. I mean, he was a guy. He was a flag bearer. He was the one that really propelled the UFC into the mainstream. He played a very, very critical role in that. So we're going to wish Tito Ortiz the best of life as far as his retirement is concerned. Maybe he can get a job. He wants to get a job with the UFC and their parent company, Zuffa Sports, in-house. He retires at 15-11-1 draw. My man Kung Lee, the former movie star, former WBC, take that back, former Strikeforce 170-pound world champion. He beat Patrick Ko last night, a unanimous nod over 10 rounds, over three rounds, 30-27 across the board. You know, Lee's only had 11 fights, 8-2-1. Ko declines to 18-8, so congratulations to the guy that used to sell the joint out. Bring 8,000 to 10,000 people to the HP Pavilion, where, of course, this Wednesday night, beginning at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, it goes on Fuel TV. That's right, the UFC live from San Jose, California on Fuel TV this Wednesday. If Kung Lee was on the card, the joint would be like filled with 8,000 Vietnamese people waving flags. It was so cool when he Gina Carano were so hot. It was. I mean, when you put the two of them together, he had 17,000 people in the stadium. It was incredible. So hopefully Kung Lee will come back to San Jose and fight his next fight, because he was impressive last night. And, you know, maybe there is a shot for him at 185 as far as a championship shot is concerned. Maybe, who knows, with Anderson Silva. Silva says he has no challenges. Well, Kung Lee will disagree with you there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, we are every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Then, of course, on Sunday, we do the weekend in review, which we're doing right now. I'm talking about from 11 a.m. Pacific time to noon, an hour, we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. So Boxing and MMA are the subjects at hand. Of course, the UFC Heavyweight Championship now moved around some more. It looks like the UFC is going to China, Macau, October 13th. Some 15,000-seat arena over there. God, you know, that place has changed. When I went there, it was a ghetto in the 90s, 93, 94, of course. I did the first television broadcast, The Brawl at the Wall, from Beijing, China, back in 1993. Did the first radio show. I'm talking about American stuff since 1949, of course, in the takeover by Mao Zedong. But we did radio. We did TV over there. That was in 93 and 94. And now they've got 15,000-seat arenas. Of course, Steve Wynn's built a casino over there. I mean, gambling is just – I mean, there were casinos before, but they were casino/brothels. I kid you not. They had one casino called the Casino Lisboa, and you walk down the hall, and they had this big mirror, and it was a mirror on one side and chicks on the other side with numbers on them. So you can just imagine what the what was going on there. But the bottom line is that is old-time Macau. Now Macau is so corporate and so hip, and the Wall Street guys have gotten over there, so they've Americanized that and sort of, and so I hate to say this, look, and I am an American, okay, but everywhere we go, we screw things up. Look what we did to Hawaii, okay? Look what we did, look what we did to Mexico to an extent, okay? Canada, they won't allow us to change them, but, you know, that's why I like to go places like Colombia. People, Americans are scared of Colombia, therefore, you know, not too many Americans in Colombia. Place is not that good. This place is very secure, very safe. But what can I say? Americans haven't ruined it yet by turning it into a tourist spot. Some other notes we want to mention, of course, that Cain Velasquez Junior Dos Santos card, that was originally supposed to go in Calgary, Canada. Okay, that ain't going to happen. Calgary is probably going to go, they are going to go July 21st, of course. But, you know, Junior Dos Santos, Cain Velasquez, they need a place to fight. I think they should wait until 2013. And fight in that big stadium. They're going to have they'll have a 45 or a 50,000 seat stadium in Rio de Janeiro that will be up and ready to go. Okay, I'm told January 15th to February 1st, so they can schedule a fight after that. And you do 40 or 50,000 people live in an arena. Okay, as far as the live gate's concerned, and Junior Dos Santos being the icon, the most well known Brazilian athlete, actress, actor, you name it, he's got it all. Junior Dos Santos walks on air down there. He is a legitimate hero, both inside and outside the octagon. And when I say the octagon, of course, I'm talking about the cage in which the UFC fighters get it on. But him and Cain Velasquez, the rematch of last November's fight, of course, Cain losing the heavyweight championship via a knockout to Junior Dos Santos. Ugly for how long it lasted, because Santos, once he got the punch on, Santos can punch. Santos is a good boxer, probably the best boxer pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts. And that's what I talked about earlier in the show, how fighters, how UFC fighters, MMA fighters need to get boxing coaches. That's why Jeff Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather Sr. is still training guys, but he's got some lung issues and his health is not to the point where I think he can train a high-level fighter. At least that's what I've been told. But his brother, Jeff Mayweather, he's working with UFC fighters, MMA fighters. Okay, Howard Davis down there in Florida, the Olympian, 1976 Olympic gold medalist, team MVP as far as boxing is concerned. The man that came within a whisker winning the WBC lightweight championship against Edwin Rosario. In fact, I thought he got jobbed. He fought him over there in Puerto Rico, got knocked down in the 12th round, and the judges used that as an excuse to deny him the WBC lightweight title. The greatest amateur boxer to never win a major world title. That is Howard Davis. Anyway, he's teaching guys, kickboxers, MMA fighters, Muay Thai guys, okay, UFC guys, Strikeforce guys. He's teaching them down in Florida how to punch. And although he wasn't the greatest puncher in the world, Howard wasn't, because he was a light, lanky guy. But the bottom line is he realizes the fundamentals are, you know, to turn that hand over when you throw it, okay, and to twist those hips and pivot and plant that back foot into the canvas. That's where you're going to get your power. John Signorella talked about it a little bit earlier. You get your power from your legs. You definitely get your power from your legs. John Jones, busted for a DUI a couple of weeks ago, going to do some community service now. I'm talking about the UFC light heavyweight champion, busted up his Bentley a couple of days after that went over Rashad Evans and got himself into a little trouble. But everybody's making mistakes. I mean, legally in California, if you have one cocktail on an empty stomach, you're like legally drunk. You will blow over 0.8 or you'll test over 0.8 as far as your alcohol, your blood alcohol level is concerned. Okay, so the bottom line is you have two drinks and you drive, guess what? Basically, you're driving under the influence. More people drive drunk legally, I mean illegally, than they know it. They really do. I know, as a former policeman, I used to see it all the time. Well, I only had one drink. Well, it turns out he only had one drink. But if you have one drink on an empty stomach, or you have the metabolism not to handle alcohol well, guess what? You are in trouble. And John Jones got himself in some trouble. Don't forget now, we have the UFC Wednesday night, July 11th, 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time, live on Fuel TV. And, of course, in the main event, Mark Munoz, 12-2. They call him the Filipino wrecking machine. He can fight pretty good. I don't know if he can fight as good as Manny Pacquiao, their hero over there. But he's taking on Chris Weidman. Weidman's undefeated in 8 fights. Both guys stand about 6 foot tall. Take that back. Munoz at 6 foot and Weidman at 6'2". So this is a 185-pound middleweight main event this Wednesday, live at the HP Pavilion. First fight is at 4 o'clock. First fight on TV will be 5 p.m. These are all Pacific time, folks. And if you have problems getting Fuel TV, call your cable company. Give them a call on the phone. Tell them you want to watch the UFC, and the UFC is going to put more and more cards on Fuel TV. They're sticking with Fuel TV. It's part of the Fox TV package, okay? They've got a package. They have to deliver for Fox. They have to deliver for FX Cable, and they have to put cards on Fuel TV. That's the way it goes down. That's the contract. That's the $100 million for 7 years, take that back, for 10 years, the deal that the UFC, the Zuffa sports company, of course, headed by Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. The Dubai government owns 13% of them. And then Dana White, the president, the face of the UFC, owns another 10%. But that is the obligations they need to meet as far as television and Fox is concerned, of course. And I keep trying to get Ronda Rousey on Fox, and it's not happening, okay? She will be on the show. They've promised me. They've promised me. The UFC people have promised me. Give me their word that Ronda Rousey will be on the show in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Look forward to that. I'd like to have her on live so you guys can give her a call and see what she's all about. But she is the smokiness. She's hot. She can fight. She's 5-0, Olympic silver medalist in judo, former world champion in judo. I mean, she is the king of the armbar submission, 5-0 with 5 stops. And Sarah Kaufman, August 18th, baby, you are going to be number 6. But don't forget, Fuel TV has got it going on, folks. The UFC on free Fuel TV this Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's July the 11th with the All-American Chris Weidman taking on the Filipino wrecking machine Mark Munoz. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our 5th facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They talked the bar! The whole f***ing bar!
The Sounds of the 60s show, the Mod Squad. You can tell we're dated here, huh? We love listening to the oldies and watching the oldies. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The oldest, the longest-running fight show in history, that's right, 27-plus years now, approaching our 28th year come September 2012. And the bottom line is, if you are joining us for the very first time tonight, today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. And don't forget, we're here each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, I want to mention Sirius Radio and the cable radio network, Channel 2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. We've got all kinds of platforms, and of course, the show runs 24/7 on a loop at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. So we've got the UFC event on Fuel TV this Wednesday night, July the 11th. Good card, Mark Munoz and Chris Weidman in the main event. It's got a fantastic undercard I didn't get into because I didn't have the time, but the bottom line is it's a great event, and if you don't have Fuel TV, get on the phone this week and call your cable company and say, look, I want to watch this. And I think the UFC should put this on some type of live stream, seeing there's only a couple hundred thousand people watching this. And you know there's a lot of people who would love to watch a UFC card on a Wednesday night. That's when I think the UFC would rock, is always if they went on Wednesday nights. I mean, everybody's home. Everybody's kicking it. You want to put it on free TV? Put it on free TV that somebody can see, not Fuel TV. Put it back on FX Cable. Of course, FX Cable's got the great ratings and the great programs and this and that. But the bottom line is, either Fuel TV doesn't get into more homes, the UFC is going to end up hurting from this Fox deal rather than prospering as far as viewership is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the reigning, defending, that's right, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Until next time, much peace, much respect, and don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.